This is Mythical.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's time for Gen Z Slang of the Week.
Okay, Charles, so for this new minis format, I'm going to give you a word or a phrase from Gen Z, and then you're going to try to guess what it means.
Okay.
So really try to channel your inner Chaz here, right?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. So I saw the other day that Oxford released their official word of the year for 2023, which they do every year, and it's a word from Gen Z. So this year's word is Riz.
Raise? R-A-I-S-E?
Riz, R-I-Z-Z.
Oh, Riz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So what do you think it means?
Riz sounds like it means that you might be going to scratch the hair off your butt or something. Because it's annoying with what's going on with you. So, that's what I think Riz might be.
Wow. I like Riz being butt hair way more than the actual definition. So the official definition of Riz is style, charm, or attractiveness, the ability to attract a romantic or sexual partner. It's believed to have been taken from the middle of charisma, much like fridge derives from refrigerator. So basically what it means is like you've got game. So I could say something like, damn, Charles, you've had 4 wives? You must have a lot of Riz. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Hey, it sure don't mean that you're going to scratch the hair off my butt. But that's pretty good. I'm going to have to remember this word because, of course, 2023 is about over with. But, you know, I probably have Riz before too, Logan. And, and you know, in my lifetime, I've rizzed with a whole lot of different people, and had a good time at it. So, I like wearing nice clothes and doing things. And when I was growing up, I rizzed a whole lot of times.
All right, so you would say that you have rizz.
Yeah, I'd say I had rizz, Logan.
Oh, you had it. I feel like you still do.
Well, I'm not going to say I don't have it anymore. I just,
okay, good.
You know, after being married 4 times, you have to be careful how you rizz when you're married to a nice woman like Nancy. So,
good point.
You know, but I rizz pretty good. I think I rizz pretty good with Nancy.
I think so, too.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to figure out a way to use this word rizz to talk to some of my friends because I'd like to be able to use it and say, you know, I wish you could rizz like I could because it would sure help your demeanor with what's going on with you and might help you pick up more women or more men. And, you know, if you would rizz more often, I think it would help you.
I love that you're using rizz as a verb. Well, you'll have to tell us how that goes then, Chaz.
Sure.